extract.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. It's all about the NSA on the heels of so much that's come to light. And then the 60 Minutes story blew up in a lot of different directions. And Ellen Ratner joins us now. She's in the wings. And Ellen, you said that when we were off the air in Washington, this is what everybody's talking about, right?
That is what everybody's talking about when they're not drinking eggnog at the various millions of Christmas parties that are taking place here.
So what's this? A George Bush appointee said that there was definitely government overreach here. That's a shocker in a way.
Definitely government overreach with the surveillance. George W. Bush appointing to the court. It will probably now go either to the appellate court and then the Supreme Court, the district court. It's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. There is no question about that.
Yeah. All right. Jumping from that, because I want to hit a couple of quick things here. Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke is expected to give his last press conference, if you will, coming up in the next day or two. And then Yellen, will she be confirmed or not? Because that whole thing starts.
Well, I think Janet Yellen will be confirmed. I don't think there's any question about that.
All right. So then that's good. Smooth sailing.
I think that she will definitely be confirmed, not even, and that'll happen this week. Just like, in fact, we now have a new director of Homeland Security.
Yeah, the new director is a guy named Jay Johnson, and that was pretty easy, right? Boom, it was just done. The Senate rubber stamped that. I didn't think there was a lot of...
It was very, very easy. You know, you have people such as John McCain these days that are just, I don't know how he voted, but they're pretty much saying, hey, we're not going to be putting up objections. And, you know, he's been gone after the sort of the Tea Party people in his own party. And he's been going to be one of the guys that's supporting the budget. Now, it's interesting whether Bernie Sanders, who's technically an independent, even though he caucuses with the Democrats, whether he's going to vote for the budget. But I think they also have enough votes for that.
All right. So the Senate approved him 78-16. We just talked about that. Janet Yellen's expected smooth sailing. To jump in as the chair of the Federal Reserve. One thing that wasn't smooth sailing is all this back and forth of Republicans, especially Daryl Issa, really hitting it hard on these navigators that are taking information for the HHS, saying it's outrageous and they're felons and all this other stuff as far as the people who are taking information for Obamacare, a.k.a. Affordable Care, through the website.
Right. Now, what the HHS is saying is that, and actually the ranking member, Elijah Cumming, is saying is that Daryl Issa has overreached and that the same navigator types that are dealing this for Obamacare have been doing this for Medicare. There has not been security breaches, that he's just looking for anything he can get. And he may be, but we'll see. I actually think, you know, look, if you've had the same kind of information going through Medicare, and now you're doing it through Obamacare, what's the difference? I mean, there's a lot of complaints about Obamacare that are legit, including the website. I have a complaint that I think the press has not looked at all, which is that you can have all the insurance in the world that doesn't force insurance companies to pay for stuff.
Boy, isn't that true? How many rejections do people get with things they think were covered?
I get rejections. I don't think they pay for anything for me. I think they look at my name and they say, forget it.
And you have an eye thing, right? Is that what gets you sometimes in the middle?
I have an eye thing. I think my biggest complaint is my thyroid disease, which I've had on and off. And so 3 years ago, I went for a scan, and they accepted it, and they paid for it. It was actually 2.5 years ago. And, I mean, they said they were going to pay for it. And then after I had the scan and showed that I had disease, they rejected it.
Yeah,
after
nice.
They had pre-approved it.
Yeah. So you thought,
and
doing that
nothing,
thing, no
you know, I had a, I went to the emergency room after I fell on a plane and hit my head, and they haven't paid a cent.
Oh, very discouraging. Very discouraging. All right, Ellen Ratner,
so
Talk Radio News.
I think that's part of the plan that nobody's looked at quite
yet. Yeah, I agree with you, and that needs to be looked at. I've heard the same thing from several other people. All right, Ellen, thanks so much for popping
Thank
on America
you.
Tonight. And, you know, Ellen there talking about, obviously, the NSA and surveillance. That's been the talk for the last couple of days through the weekend. As I mentioned there, 60 Minutes really kicked open that hornet's nest again. Everybody's talking about it, but I think some of the things that were said in that interview, And so the phone surveillance program is unconstitutional, is likely unconstitutional. That's what the federal judge ruled. And how about that? That came down late on Monday, talking about the bulk collection of the telephone records by the NSA, which they heavily defend the metadata stuff. And it says it violates the U.S. The judge said it likely violates the U.S. Constitution, which is why Ellen says it goes probably to the Supremes eventually. And this is a massive legal setback for the NSA. Massive. And this is directly related to Ed Snowden, who reacted to this and said the judge's ruling vindicates the NSA surveillance disclosures. So he's excited about the judge's ruling. And, you know, what ultimately happens? I mean, would these programs withstand constitutional challenges as it goes up the ladder? The answer is probably no. And this is the first thing that happens on the road to the Supremes, that the mass collection of the metadata probably violated the Fourth Amendment, because that's, as you know, unreasonable searches and seizures. And how about that? I mean, that is huge. So anybody who thinks that Ed Snowden didn't have an impact on what's happening with our government and spying on Americans, you got to think again, people, because he absolutely, as I have said all week long, is one of the top stories of 2013. Because no Ed Snowden, none of this happens. I mean, this is a major blow, really, to the Obama people. And it sets up that legal battle that's going to drag on for months and months and months. And it is definitely destined to hit the guys and women in the robes in Washington. And for all the people that have been pressing to rein in some of what's happening at the NSA, this is a massive, massive victory. And it's probably going to influence a lot of other legal challenges to the NSA, because there's a whole bunch of them right now that are in federal courts. You know, the case was brought by Larry Klayman, who's a conservative lawyer, and Charles Strange, the father of a cryptologist killed in Afghanistan when his helicopter was shot down in 2011. His son worked for the NSA, and his son carried out support work for Naval SEAL Team 6, the force that killed Osama bin Laden, as you know. So this is one of the many things that are happening, because there are others, too, as well. And it is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Specifically, the judge said that he expressed doubt that the central rationale for the program cited by the NSA, that it is necessary for preventing terrorist attacks. This was the quote that would come out of the courtroom. The government does not cite a single case in which analysis of the NSA's bulk metadata collection actually stopped an imminent terrorist attack. And that is the problem. Where is the proof that this is doing anything to stop terrorism? What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down for that judge's ruling? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Tell you what, I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OBS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Coming up this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy holidays, everybody. Stress-free radio, that's what we like to call it. So all that bopping around you're doing, trying to hurry up and finish shopping and everything else, take a breath. Because we're taking a breath. So coming up, what happens when you really think your bet is safe and you make a crazy, outrageous statement to sell a few cars? You might be a little lighter in the wallet. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to spoil it, but it's unbelievable. Of all the promotions that could go south on somebody, I really think this went south. I'll give you a hint on this auto dealer, car dealership guy in Washington. It has to do with the Seahawks. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Not going to say anything else. Plus, mixed in with that conversation, how about that lottery? I'm talking about Mega Millions. What's it up to? Find out in our third segment, Dollars, Dollars, and Cents. And we have a lot of them for you. But before we get there, I was talking about the NSA and the judge ruling against NSA phone snooping. Bravo. Because while I am on the side of, we can't really reveal everything, and for people who think that it's possible to defend the United States and not have some secrecy, you're fooling yourself. That's not happening. It all can't be revealed. A completely transparent government, I don't think is possible anyway. But in the case of the NSA, they were just doing as they pleased and then trying to say it didn't matter Well, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to cull all that information, dump it in a basically, for lack of a better way to describe it, a big storage bin. So taking little snippets of things they hear and of phone conversations and whatnot and dumping it in a storage unit and saying, well, don't worry about it because we couldn't possibly go through all that information. And the idea is we can, you know, if there's ties to something, this is why we do that. But it didn't really wash because constitutionally it doesn't wash. And I think that's the right decision. And I think it goes up to the Supremes, and that's what the Supremes will say, that read your Constitution. This one doesn't work. And how about that? Because Ed Snowden, who we talked about for weeks, is he a traitor? Is a traitor? Is he a hero? Is he a goat? Is he a whatever? I mean, listen, he scraped up classified info. He says it's because he could not believe the overreach. He couldn't believe what was happening. And then the key thing here is he's releasing it all over the place. And I love the fact that they got a squirm at the NSA. The reason they're in this situation is because of one contractor, one guy who, by the way, to get his job, cheated. So Snowden is the clever one, and the NSA, they're the ones who have to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic because of what's happened. And this isn't going away. Because General Alexander, the guy who leads the NSA, revealed in his 60 Minutes interview that he wanted to resign. He wanted to resign over the problems, what about the accountability, all of that. And they wouldn't let him resign. They wanted him to deal with it. Just, we want you to deal with it. The response from the administration was it could happen to anyone. But this is the problem. Nobody's ever held accountable. So Alexander over at the NSA, you have, for years you had Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security, but then she bows out. You have the Kathleen Sebelius mess ups at HHS. Because listen, when you're the person in charge, you're in charge. So of course you have people underneath you, you delegate. But how you couldn't wrap your arms around a website that is the key piece of legislation of the president whose pleasure you serve at on his cabinet, man, I don't get that. So the one thing I will give Obama is if you work for him, you have to really, I don't even know what you have to do to get fired, to get a pink slip. He sticks by his people. What could have happened to anyone? Anybody could have been in that position, having that information scraped by some kid who was a contractor who let it all out and is leaking it all out and humiliating us to world leaders, even though, yes, everybody knows that governments spy on governments, and then telling the American people who were asleep at the wheel that we've told you this before, but guess what? It's even bigger than you thought. Now there's no place to hide, and it's going to keep bubbling up because every court it goes through, it's going to make big news. And it should, frankly. It should, because this is one, you know, I just can't agree with this one. Because it's unnecessary. There's no reason for that. You have to have just cause. There has to be a reason. Otherwise, here's the other thing. It's a waste of space, time, energy, and our money, taxpayer money. Because it's not leading to the capture, the arrest, the thwarting of terrorism. It's not. Unless they can prove that, to say, okay, here's the information that we have. Here's what's happened. They can't say that. It's just they're waving the wand. Well, we've stopped lots of people because of it. So maybe this is the first step to some accountability anyway. You can only hope. You can only hope that that's the case. All right, besides this deal with the NSA, segging into just a little bit for a second, sidebar here, and one of the saddest things I think that's happened carries over from last week on the anniversary of Newtown, Connecticut. You have another kid that goes into school with a shotgun, no less, to go after a teacher. And what happens is he shoots down a hallway 8 times. It hits a 17-year-old student, one of the bullets, you know, point blank, basically. and she's in a coma. And he didn't have any beef with her, wasn't even going after her, any of that kind of stuff. She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it brings up more of the problems at schools with this is a new frontier, this is a new world. So how do we deal with this? How do you deal with the possibility of someone coming into the elementary school, somebody coming into the middle school, somebody coming into the high school, somebody coming onto the university grounds? And you know what somebody told me today? I show them my 44. So it's either you have to have people that have arms, you have to have more security, or you just have to take chances that can we really afford to take chances anymore? And see, here's the thing. The shooting victim, 17-year-old Claire Davis, did nothing other than happen to be in that particular part of the school in the hallway when Carl Pearson had a mission to go after a teacher who upset him. And how awful is that? It's unbelievable that more people didn't get hurt. I mean, thank goodness. And then, of course, Carl Pearson kills himself. And I have to applaud the family of this kid, too, because, of course, they're stunned. They say they're stunned. They released a statement, the parents, saying that they've suffered unimaginably, the family, and we pray for her full recovery. And they go on to say, as parents, we loved our son Carl dearly. We're devastated by what happened on Friday. We can't begin to understand why he did what he did. And they offer prayers for the entire Arapahoe High School community, 8 miles from Columbine. And they say, we know your lives are forever changed by this horrific event. And clearly, the motive, they believe, was the fact that he was looking for revenge against a librarian teacher, but couldn't find him and killed himself when an officer closed in. And so this 17-year-old girl was just a random victim, and that was it. They didn't even really know each other. Ugh. Just awful. Does this girl deserve to be where she is? I would say, uh-uh. I mean, she's not doing well. She's got swelling in her brain. My, oh, my. What to do? What to do? What is the security plan at your kid's school? Hang with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
On Mega Millions. We're going to tell you what it's up to in just a few seconds here on America Tonight. But I got to say, listen, it's always about creativity, brainstorming, coming up with that cutting edge idea to bring people in when you're a car dealer, right? Sometimes they're over the top and annoying. Who doesn't know a car dealership commercial in their area? I guarantee every person listening to me has a take on car dealer spots, because it doesn't matter if you're in Kearney, Nebraska, Ottumwa, Iowa, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Port Charlotte, Florida, or anywhere in the great state of Missouri, it's all the same. It's about hawking the cars, how do you get them in, what are you selling them, So it what seemed like a brilliant idea, picture this promotion. You got to get some cars off the lot. So as part of this promotion to move more vehicles toward the tail end of the year, and this is a Washington State car dealership. The promotion is you get a free entry into a contest if you buy a newer used car at the dealership. And this is what the contest is. You get 100 entries. So I buy a used car, new car, whatever, get 100 entries. And the idea was, is if there was, if the Seattle Seahawks shut out New York, you would be paid. You would be paid. So there was a total payout of $420,000. It's going to be. There are 12 people that will get $35,000 a piece. It was called the Seattle Shutout Promotion at the dealership. So this dealership was Jet Chevrolet. Mike Gates, who's the general manager there, said he was flooded with calls on Sunday, and he was waiting for calls with instructions from insurance and promotion companies to figure out the response. And that's what you do. You insure it. So he did. And how about that? And what's wild is there's another guy who owns a dealership maybe 25 miles south of Seattle, and he said he originally wanted to do that promotion when the Seahawks played the 49ers, but said finalizing the rules to make sure it was legal and it was up to snuff with state regulations delayed it a week so they couldn't do it. And this dealership ran ads, the one that did, on radio affiliates, you know, all over Washington State. They were in local papers and Seattle and Tacoma and all that kind of stuff. So they had 20 people who got cars during those 4 days. It was only 4 days, Wednesday through Saturday. So you think, oh, I'm in the money. Isn't this great? People came in. We give them the free entries. No skin off our nose. And they buy cars. So the 12 people entered the drawing. That was it. And boom, next thing you know, they're all of a sudden winning $35,000. It's crazy. I can't imagine that. Because I would have thought that would be a safe thing to do. You know, it's kind of like when somebody at the halftime games in the NBA tries to hit a half-court shot for $1 million and, oh, they miss it and it almost hit the rim or it smashed the rim and bounced out or whatever. Every once in a while someone hits one of those, but they're insured so that it gets paid off and they get the $1 million. So that's a pretty good Christmas present, I would say, that you're going to get that phone call and you're going to win that money. That is awesome. And speaking of winning money, as we continue with dollars and cents, if there is any sense, Mega Millions jackpot is growing, and growing. Our own Matt Johnson, who is desperate to become the next millionaire and swears he would still be working on this show, knows the exact total. What's it up to, Matt?
As of right now, it's $586 million.
586? That's crazy. And I guess it can climb up. They're thinking it might jump up to $656 million.
Yeah, I don't know what the exact formula is, but there's something with the amount of tickets sold. They add that into the jackpot, and it's a projection of how many tickets are sold. Obviously, the higher it gets, more people get infatuated with it and buy tickets. And I was reading an article, I think we touched on this yesterday, where the Mega Millions, they actually change the odds of the game. And so your chances of winning are lower than they used to be, but the prize money is bigger and not as many people win the jackpot, so the jackpots themselves keep getting bigger.
Yeah, it's good. It's all good news for somebody who wins. The combinations, they say, between 65 and 70% of the possible 259 possible number combinations are in play when the numbers are drawn. So the jackpot may be increased one more time as it keeps on going up before the evening. But no ticket matched last Friday, so it just keeps rolling over when it happens, and let's face it, you never know. If you're just plunking down a couple of, I think the lottery is harmless, because I know there's some people who freak out about the lottery, and I think the lottery is harmless. It's like playing church bingo. If you're not ODing on it. I mean, I really can say I've actually, when a jackpot was high somewhere, I think this was years ago in New Jersey, I went to get tickets, a couple tickets, like $4 worth of tickets or something. And I did, there was a person in front of me, I did see a person in front of me who pulled out a wad of cash that was, I mean, it was thick. It looked like a giant hamburger. It was just so much money. And that was all going on Quick Picks. And I thought, wow. I mean, either he had money to just blow through, was a serious gambler, or just really thought he was going to get lucky. I don't know. Figured he'd have enough winning tickets that he'd win something. And I guess that's the philosophy of a few people. But if you really follow these lottery stories when somebody wins, a lot of times it's just that person who buys one ticket, a handful of tickets. It's not somebody who is playing, and spending massive amounts of cash. Because it is like getting struck like lightning. I mean, listen to the combinations. Between 65 and 70% of the 259 possible number combinations are in play. I mean, for goodness sake, that's crazy. 259 million combinations. So you could fill out tickets all you want or just get a ton of the Quick Picks, and it's pure luck. I mean, there's a luck to the numbers clicking in. Somebody's going to win, but it's going to be luck.
There are some people that go overboard, but I think plopping a buck or two down when it gets this big, there's no harm in that. And also, when people have those giant work pools, I have a buddy who works in the operating room, and all the doctors, the nurses, the surgical techs, they all get in on a pool. And my buddy always tells me, he's like, there's some days where I think that it's a waste of money, but he said, I don't want to be that loser that doesn't put my dollar in and have it be the only person still working there.
You know, there is some truth to that. It's not peer pressure. It's the fact that you don't want to be left behind, because that has happened to people where somebody goes around and they say, listen, we're all kicking in for the lottery. Do you want to put in $5? And you just say, you never win that. And then somebody hits it. That's happened a couple of times.
I do remember a story we did. I don't know why, but we're a little lottery obsessed on this show. And I think it's just there are great stories that come out of it. Where I think it was about 2 years ago, there was a small company, and there was like one person who didn't put in money, and the rest of the people who all did, they actually gave some of the winnings to him, even though he didn't put in the $5 or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's good karma to do that. I think if I had a friend and that happened, I would do it too. Absolutely. I would help him out. I mean,
yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe not an equal share, but at least like you got to give that person something, I think.
Yeah. I think you do, too. I think, you know, what you put out is what you're going to get back anyway. So why have them, I don't know, why have them feel totally horrified, horrible, whatever, that they didn't kick in that what they normally did. You know, this is why I say it's like that superstition thing. If you play the lottery all the time with all the numbers, what happens when you don't go and play your $5 that week or the twice a week or whatever, and then those numbers hit because you normally go and check the numbers, you'd go nuts. You'd be freaked that, are you kidding? I could have hit $200 million, but I just couldn't play the lottery because I was having my wisdom teeth taken out that day and there was no way to get there. There's just circumstances sometimes beyond your control, and I really believe that sometimes this happens to people, and it's such a downward swing. It's kind of like the guy who could have been involved in Apple. He was originally involved in Apple. I can't think of his name off the top of my head that shows you. But he was part of the original crew, and he was there with Steve Jobs, and he left. He cashed out because he didn't think he was going to make that much money on the sweat equity, and he would have made a ridiculous amount of money. But he says he's okay, that he still had a happy life anyway. He's telling himself that, I have a feeling. All right, coming up on the flip side, how about Christmas-obsessed people? When are you too excited about Christmas with your displays? We'll talk about it in just a minute.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Climate change experts pretending to be a secret undercover CIA agent. Really a mind-boggling story. I'm going to tell you about it in just a second. We can't get out of this hour without you hearing this story. But before we get there, hang in here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about this woman who has how many Christmas trees in her house? You know, I'm all for decorations, but maybe I have a thing about too many decorations, like the neighbor down the street who had 50 blow-ups at Halloween and now has 60 Christmas blow-ups, giant blow-ups, just is over the top to me. I don't get it. So this woman in Maryland has 277 trees inside her house. I mean, she's like the tree lady. Forget the cat lady. She's the tree lady. And her name is Renetta Zanko. And she says it just kind of snowballed. That's what happened. And there are all kinds, giant ones, small ones, all this kind of stuff. And she says it started out as a competition between her and her sister, who lives in Oklahoma. I'm thinking that the sister is just got way more room in Oklahoma than she has in Maryland. And she, I mean, she has an entire attic full of trees. And putting them up, the setup of the trees, she says, is a lot of work. 8 to 10 hours, you know, an 8 to 10 hour day, many, many days. So it takes her, you know, maybe a couple of days. She's saying puts 40 hours into setting up. Oh, if I'm doing 40 hours setup, then something is wrong. 40 hours setup, man, I don't know. Am I bah humbug? Is this a special lady and I'm just not looking at it right or what? I'm going to say it's just a little, it's a little obsessive. And if I had a sister that was pushing me in a tree contest, I'd say, you win. Hey, sis, guess what? I'm done. I got 4. You win. And I like Christmas trees. And, you know, fake Christmas trees. I like a real Christmas tree in the house. We've been through this. I hope Izzy is listening in Missouri. We've been through this real or fake tree thing. And I hate to have a fake tree, no matter what. I swear if I was 90, I would find a way to get a real tree into whatever place I was living. But 277 trees, man, it'd be like a tree attack when you go into her house. It just would be overwhelming. Anything, it's like anything where there's too much titch, you know what I mean? It's like you go into someone's house and you know, like, they're into cows and their motif, everything is cows. There's a 50 cows, all sizes, ceramic, all over the place. You look up in the ceiling, there's cows, there's cows, there's cows. I don't know. To me, that's just, it's just a little much. I'm just saying. It's just a little much, little much. I know people who collect things, but remember our old friend Harry Rinker had a schoolhouse full of, and he's on the network. He does a show called What You Got on the Weekend, and he has had a schoolhouse. He just sold it, I think most of it, filled with 16,000 things in it. Whew. Cleaning that out, getting rid of it, man, oh, man. All right, speaking of being cleaned out, this is a crazy story. How are you somebody making over $200,000 a year, salary and bonuses, and you are a highly paid climate change expert at the Environmental Protection Agency? How do you rip off the government of about $1 million by pretending for a decade to be an undercover CIA agent? Well, 65-year-old John Beal is undergoing sentencing in a D.C. court on Wednesday after he pled guilty to defrauding the U.S., the government, of $900,000 in salary and all the other benefits. He used this made-up story to disappear for months at a time. He agreed to pay $1.3 million in restitution. He'll probably go to jail. He could go to jail for 3 years. And so think about this. The current person in the EPA, Gina McCarthy, and she's pushing the president's agenda, which is climate change, climate change. It's all about climate change, right? So now you've got this investigation that found that she knew about the fraud for a year. And there were other people who worked with Beal that are also under investigation. And why? Because they knew. They knew, and they were enabling this guy by not challenging any of his made-up stupid stories or expense claims amounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Who pays for that? We pay for that. He retired last April after he knew he was under investigation. He earned way more than any of his superiors. And he didn't show up for work was basically the fraud. For 18 months. Hello. You don't show up for work for 18 months and you're getting paid. And his excuses, he said he had this role at the CIA. He faked malaria. He said he had a rescue mission on behalf of a CIA colleague who was being tortured by the Taliban. He billed the government for $57,000 for 5 trips to California. And what was he doing? Going to see his parents and trips to London. The CIA has no record of Beal ever, ever, ever doing anything with them. No security clearance, none of that. And the this climate expert was actually using his absences to go for rides on his mountain bike or to catch up on reading. Yeah, we paid him for 18 months. Go see his parents. That is a great gig if you can get it. And then people just let it go. You're the head of the EPA and you're not, wait, this guy hasn't showed up for work for 18 months? How about he hasn't showed up for work for 2 weeks, 1 week? There's no doctor's note? Don't you have to get a doctor's note after that? It's crazy because this is a guy who worked on the Clean Air Act. He's massively connected in Washington. And nobody will comment on it. None of his former colleagues, they don't really want to say much. They can't. I think they can't believe it. They don't want to go on the record with anything. So, of course, the EPA has to throw him out. They have to denounce him. And they said that Gina McCarthy had uncovered the fraud when she headed the agency's Office of Air and Radiation and that they put some safeguards in place to protect against fraud and abuse. Oh, well, that's nice. So now we've put some safeguards in place after we were ripped off. So 18 months. I still can't believe it. And, you know, this started under the Bush administration when Bush was president, when George Herbert Walker Bush was president. And that is crazy. So every single time, what would happen is, I guess, people, they didn't just question, they just wouldn't question it. Oh, he works for the CIA. Okay. Wait a second, he hasn't been working too long. Oh, no, he's working for the CIA. And doing what? And how far back this goes, they don't even know. There's some question as to, obviously, it goes back many administrations. And they say that they warned, that people had been warned in the EPA that he was stealing money from the American taxpayer. That's you and me. You and me. So I'd have to say that, do you think the head of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, gets fired? Or do we say, well, you know what, Gina, it could happen to anyone. It could happen to anyone, just like General Alexander at the NSA, just like Kathleen Sebelius at HHS. It can happen to anyone. Don't worry. We just want you to fix it. If you would just fix it, wouldn't that be terrific? I mean, obviously, massive failings within the EPA. To that extreme? I mean, to that extreme? What else is going on there? Are they going to have some hearings on this? I would think they have to have some hearings on how they handled his case, what happened. I think it comes up. That's crazy. Think he gets the 3 years? I'm thinking, yeah. Got to pay that money back. So much for the CIA. He never even stepped foot in the building. My, oh, my.
It's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.